They wore caps, you said?
Caps with ear flaps, and they wore mufflers and heavy gloves. They wore, lots of times they would wear cotton gloves with leather gloves over the outside.
Oh my goodness, so two pair.
Two pair of gloves.
Okay. You mentioned the sheepskin jacket. Is that different than like a, is jacket different than like a coat?
Overcoat?
Yeah.
Well, a jacket is not as long as an overcoat. An overcoat usually comes to the knees.
Okay.
And a jacket comes anywhere from mid-thigh up to waist length.
Okay.
So, it is different.
Okay. What, the shirts that they wore, would they have been made out of
Flannel?
Would they ever use, wore chambray? Or?
In the summer, they wore chambray.
Okay. And, the work shoes you mentioned, miners, they never wore cowboy boots. That was not something that people
not
wore.
Not a whole lot here in town. For one thing, cowboy boots are dangerous on ice. And there are a few who wear cowboy boots, but you don't see them as a normal dress. Although they do love the Western shirts with the snaps and and the tight-fitting jeans and so forth. They wear them, but the cowboy boots are... A lot of people wear them for dress, but very few people wear them to work in.
Okay, Randy. The thing the men would have had in their pocket to pull out to wipe their...
Handkerchief?
Yeah. But have you ever used bandanas, or is that kind of a...
Well, it's not not real familiar like it would be in Kansas or Missouri, you know.
Yes.
They more wore, carried white handkerchiefs.
And would they have worn... Would they, you mentioned caps. Would they have worn hats, like cowboy hats, or is it mostly caps that people
mostly
wear?
Mostly caps.
I see. Okay.
Hats were for dress more.
I see. Yes.
If they were going out in the evening, they'd wear a hat.
Okay.
Of course, the bankers and storekeepers and people that were not working outside might have worn...
Merchants kind of.
The merchants might have worn hats more than the caps. But anyone that worked outside usually wore a cap with a band that would tie up. You know, and you could untie it and put it down around and tie it under your chin to protect your ears. If they were going to be like on a wagon going from here to the Waldorf to get a load of ore, you know, or something like that, they would wear something along that line rather than a hat or a cap.
See, and the Waldorf is a mine. Is that a mine? Okay. Well, most, would you say the predominant industry here when you is was has been mining?
Mining has carried us all through the years. Of course, it's been very slow since about 1928. We do have one mine over by Empire called a Molybdenum Mine, and that employed about 5,000 people, but they have cut it down now to a skeleton crew. They're not producing anything. They're just maintaining there.
Yeah. I passed by there the other day. It's huge.
It's huge. And all we're doing is waiting for a big order of molybdenum, and it'll open up again. But... they don't think we're going to need that too much unless we go to war. Nobody wants to go to war.
The only other thing I wanted to ask you about clothing was, did the men wear suspenders at all? Okay, they did. Would they have called those galluses, or would they be suspenders?
Galluses, I think. Both, you know, suspenders sometimes and galluses.
Okay. And your pants, you mentioned Levi's. But would they? Is there a difference between pants and trousers? Or is trousers more fancy, or dress?
I think probably that the trousers were more for dress. They were more suit pants. But I don't remember people calling their clothing trousers here like they did in Kansas and Missouri.
Okay. I wonder, did y'all grow, did y'all have a garden?
Very little. Gardens don't do any good in Georgetown. They're just, we have about 50 days that it's frost-free.
I see.
And it's just not enough for anything more than radishes and lettuce and maybe a few onions, you know.
Okay, radishes. Well, tell me what some of the things that do you could grow or might grow.